Meanwhile, Trump is deeply unpopular among young Americans. One Harvard poll found his disapproval rate among young people under the age of 30 topped 70%. There's nothing more natural than generational turnover. Every couple of decades, a wave of elected officials begin to retire and a new generation fills the void. In the 1950s and 60s, it was the greatest generation, the ones who fought World War II and led a civic revival that built the national highway system and the rockets that sent men to the moon. In the 70s and 80s, the so-called Watergate babies swept into office to clean up corruption and reform institutions, ushering in a new era of entrenched partisanship. And for the past 30 years, baby boomers have been running the show. They shaped American politics according to their principles of fierce individualism, embracing privatization, tax cuts, and policies rooted in personal responsibility. Generation X's leaders, including former Georgia House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams and Republican Senators Marco Rubio and Josh Hawley, are now ascendant. Millennials are next, and by understanding the forces that shape their politics, we can understand what America might look like when they're in charge. On Christmas Eve, 1999, 16-year-old Haley Stevens opened her journal, gripped a purple marker, and wrote Haley's Millennium Ideas. Her letters were large and looping. "The polar ice caps are going to melt," she wrote. "Natural disasters and mad leaders at war. What we read and what we do became so unbalanced and money-driven." Like most diary-scribbling teenagers, she had a flair for the dramatic. "We won't stop our mistakes," she wrote, "so what the prophets predict will come true." Back then, Stevens was just a high school junior who filled her journal with America Online instant message chats with boys from camp. She printed them out and saved them for later analysis. Now, she's a freshman Democratic representative from Michigan's 11th district, one of 20 millennials who were elected to Congress in 2018 in a wave of discontent with the Trump administration. I first met Stevens a couple of months before she won her primary. She had never held elected office, and at that point she was a long shot to win her party's nomination, much less go on to flip her Michigan House district, which is perhaps why she led a reporter into her mother's bright yellow kitchen to read her childhood journals and sift through boxes of old keepsakes. I think there's a little bit of a misperception that people have about millennials. "We do feel very called to service," she told me at the time. "Kids of the 90s, we grew up thinking that we were going to change the world." The conventional wisdom has long been that young people usually lean to the left and then become more conservative as they age, buy homes, build wealth, and raise families. Winston Churchill once supposedly said, "If you're not a liberal at 20, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative at 40, you have no brain."